I'm just saying. Andy Havens here for the LibertyCoalition.org. Again with Daniel. Last time I stated our battle is spiritual and not carnal. This reality is revealed again and again in Scripture. In Ephesians chapter 6, Paul states, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." In the book of Daniel, an angel tells Daniel, "The prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood him 21 days until Michael came to help him." How much more happens beyond our ability to see? I cannot say. We are allowed glimpses of things we are blind to. Impossible, you say? Just today I saw a headline from a physicist confirming the existence of parallel universes. We cannot see gravity, but we experience it every day of our lives. The bottom line is, without God Almighty, we cannot reclaim our birthright. It was His gift to us. We turned away from it, not without the influence of evil unseen forces. That said, we still hold the title deed, the Constitution, and the power it documents. We need the help of God Almighty to claim our birthright, to help us withstand the forces of evil against us. The good news is, His help is there just for the asking. I'm Andy Havens, and I'm just saying. Brought to you by the LibertyCoalition.org. Liberty is our gift. Defending it is our duty.